Please be advised that this presentation was recorded live on March 10th, 2020, and may not include information and data that factors in the COVID-19 global pandemic and its economic impacts.
Prepare yourselves. You never know what you're going to get when Mike Zarpas brings us insight about the local retail market. Mike is an ODU alum and Vice President of Retail Brokerage and Development at SL Nussbaum Realty Company. Welcome, Mike Zarpas.
Thank you, Larry. Dean Tanner, President Broderick, Sarah Riggs, Caleb Hinman, and the entire team at my fantastic alma mater, Old Dominion University. I'm gratified and humbled to be here for the 25th anniversary of this great event. Now get up on your feet, don't touch anyone, keep your hands to yourself, and hold your breath. Come on, guys, get up. Shake it off a little bit. We're going viral up here. Stretch your legs. Just don't touch anyone. No high fives. No clapping. All right. Well, if we all live to see tomorrow, this will be a great year for retail deal making. With another interest rate cut recently, this looks like a great time for retail buyers. What?
I said special delivery for Mr. Zarpas.
Oh, thank you.
Fabulous. Pleasure doing business with you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Sorry, forgot my tie. Had to bop us at plus ODU delivery. Thank God for same-day delivery. Now, let's get down to business. The year was 1995. The world was changing. Amazon kicked off as an online bookseller with a motto, "Get big fast." Right? Pretty big here lately. ODU introduced the Real Estate Market Review and Forecast. Taubman announced MacArthur Center. And Gerald DeVars. Was quietly picking up parcels for the yet-to-be-built town center. This was personally built by Gerald more than 25 years ago. I stole it from his office. Wow. The site was originally supposed to house Pembroke Mall. Gerald had bigger plans. Now here we are, 25 years later. Town Center has grown into the most successful mixed-use development in the region. Not to mention office, hotel, and residential components, Town Center now hosts such retail tenants as Anthropology, Ann Taylor Loft, Blue Mercury, Brooks Brothers, Francesca's, Free People, Lululemon, Men's Warehouse, Monkeys, Pottery Barn, The Royal Chocolate, Ulta Beauty, West Elm, Five Below, Williams Sonoma, Bravo, California Pizza Kitchen, Cantina Laredo, Gordon Biersch, The Cheesecake Factory, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, P.F. Chang's, Taste, Tupelo Honey, Yard House, and Cava. There's many more, but you know, I don't want to keep you here all day. And who's the newest tenant coming to Town Center? Apex Entertainment, formerly Dick's. Yes, Dick's. It was not an overnight sensation on the retail side, but patience is a virtue. I applaud Amada Hoffler, DeVars, and his team on sticking to their plan and bringing in a unique experience to the region. Let's talk about key retail stats. I want to key in on the malls for a second. I know pop-ups are a huge trend, but come on now. MacArthur Center, maturity default. Greenbrier Mall, maturity default. Traditional malls have lost their way. Well-capitalized and visionary owners will make major changes in the mix in the coming years. Chesapeake Square, entire remix on the way by local developer, the Cotarides Companies. Local developer and owner, Pembroke Commercial, has big plans in store for Pembroke Mall. News at 11. Lynn Haven Mall will continue to dominate this category in the region. Patrick Henry has been plowing in cash to upgrade its mix and image. Use it or lose it. Big tenants opened last year in the region. Game changers in the grocery and furniture categories. Everybody else better get their game plan gone and find their niche. Entertainment has been the retail darling for the last few years, and there's more to come. As I said, Apex Entertainment, that was the deal of the year last year, and Rosie's is gaining ground in the region. Apex, Surge, Rosie's, Skate House took four of the top five leases, making entertainment the dominant use category. There will be carnage in this category, mark my words. Top sales. I didn't think we could top 2018's top sales, but with cap rates and interest rates at historic lows, lo and behold, some trophy assets traded last year. Lansdowne Commons takes its top spot. Local Venture Realty Group sold its largest assets to local REIT Amada Hoffler to include Red Mill Commons, Red Mill Walk, and Hilltop Marketplace. The Peninsula got in on the action too, with Lightfoot Marketplace bringing a hefty price. Amada Hoffler was a seller of that property. Development is still lagging national trends. However, mixed use continues to gain momentum with groundbreakings to include Summit Point in Chesapeake and Midtown Row in Williamsburg. IKEA isn't the only furniture store making a statement in the region. Rooms to Go is adding a second store in Virginia Beach, which should open this summer. Lidl continues to add stock in the market, however, in a more strategic manner, adding a store in Virginia Beach last year. Talking about grocery, Grocery Wars 2 coming to a neighborhood near you. The winners? Harris Teeter added 7 stores last year. Kroger added 7. Food Lion added 3 and finished renovating all their stores in the 757. Aldi pumped up the volume, adding 3 new stores last year and 1 in Ghent in January. Lidl's quietly making strides. Publix is lurking out there, sizing up the competition and ready to pounce on new sites. Wegmans, need I say more? Superstore supermarkets. Will a Peninsula store be far behind? Losers, Save a Lot. They'll be gone from the market maybe soon after I leave the stage today. Earth Fair, sorry. Farm Fresh, not looking too bright. The Fresh Market better tighten up as the competition is stiffer than ever. Coronavirus. Retail will be impacted by the coronavirus pandemic this year. You can't even get these at CVS right now. Quarantines and closed distribution channels will slow the flow of people and products to and from Asian countries. China, at the center of the virus, supplies U.S. retailers with a multitude of items to stock their shelves. Limited travel will also be drained to tourism dollars. Correct, Doc? As we all know, shopping is the number one tourist attraction. Retail closures. Probably should leave this on. 9,300 stores last year. That's a record. Not one we want, but one we got. All these chains and more lost stores in the region. Ouch. In 2020, another 2,200 stores have already been slated for closure across the country. We can't fill all those spaces with entertainment, restaurants, and medical tenants. Look for new, exciting retail concepts to come to the forefront in the near future. Retail openings. We still gained more tenants than we lost last year, with net absorption of nearly 583,000 square feet. These chains and locals are filling spaces left behind, and new ones are being built to quell the demand of today's busy and needy consumer. My predictions. So here we go, moving forward. I got a top 10 list for you. Number 10, physical retail stores will continue to dominate overall retail sales. Number 9, omnichannel retailers will be the clear winners moving forward. Number 8, 5G technologies will enable retailers to drive sales volume. Number 7, online brands will continue to search for brick and mortar locations. That's right, brick and mortar locations. Number 6, new retailers will emerge to greatly disrupt current competition. Number 5, strong brands will open, pop-up centers to pique customer interest. Number 4, as you just saw, BOPIS will gain in popularity due to the quick factor. I thank my delivery man today. Number 3, secondhand merchandise will spread well beyond thrift stores. Number 2, department stores will become partnership centers. And my number 1 prediction, 10 of you in this room will sign a deal with me before the year's over. Where there's a will, there's a way. No business category is more creative and energetic than the retail sector. We are a nation of consumers. That's a fact. So I say to those of you in the retail arena out here today, I have a pen. You want to do a deal? Great. See me after the show. I want to say thanks. Thanks to Ben Corner and Emilio Flores at CoStar. Especially thanks to Sandy Dwyer at SL Nussbaum, who put up with all my antics over the last few months putting this together. And thanks to my lovely bride, Marie, and my mom, Mary, who are with us today. A couple of my kids over there, Caroline, who recently joined DeVaris. If you don't do a deal with me, get fine Caroline after the show. And my son, Ted, who happened to be my delivery boy today. And of course, to all of you, my friends in the industry, you are great people. Thank you.
I told you, be prepared. Thanks, Mike.